This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt has threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if Israeli forces enter the town of Rafah in Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Egypt is threatening to stop its peace treaty with Israel and says that a ground operation in Rafah could force the closure of its crossing, cutting off one of the only avenues for delivering essential supplies. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a recent statement that sending troops into Rafah was necessary to win the war against Hamas. This plan poses a threat to the long-standing peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. Egypt also fears that they would be unable to stop a tide of people fleeing into the Sinai Peninsula. Rafah, originally home to around 300,000 people, has taken in roughly 1.4 million more who have fled conflict in other areas, resulting in severe overcrowding. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. President Joe Biden told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday Israel should not proceed with a military operation in Rafah without a plan to ensure the safety of the roughly 1 million people sheltering there, the White House said. Biden's call with Netanyahu came days after the U.S. leader told reporters that Israel's response in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza was over the top. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Hundreds of supporters of former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's party protested in Karachi on Sunday against election results. Those who gathered outside the Election Commission office also condemned the delay in publishing the final tally of votes, which happened more than 60 hours after voting ended. This is